Nearly 5 million acres of land have burned from wildfires in Alaska this year. The good news is rains and cooler temperatures are now helping to slow the hundreds of fires that are still burning. And then there's the other news. The damage from wildfires in Alaska can extend beyond dead trees and reach down into the earth, NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
Picture a wildfire. All right, you got it? Is it a big flaming front, pine trees going off like Roman candles and the sky glowing orange? Well, there's been plenty of that in Alaska this summer, but there's also been fires like the Fish Creek Fire, an hour south of Fairbanks, that leaves you thinking,
this is a fire?
Right.
I mean, it's not very intimidating at all.
I know. You see the sign and it says, you know, fire activity next 3 miles, and you look out and you're like...
Jamie and Teresa Hollingsworth are with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Teresa is a research ecologist. Jamie is a field site manager. They brought me here because there are no torching trees, no pulses of glowing heat now. That part of the fire is past. What's left of the fire is little puffs of white smoke rising from black blotches of burnt ground that are slowly spreading outwards like spilled ink.
It's a really different kind of fire.
Because most of the stuff that's burning here, the organic material, is burning below ground.
So meters and meters deep.
That's because in Alaska, the trees and shrubs on the surface are just the tip of the iceberg. There are layers and layers of organic material called duff, stuff like leaves and trees that have fallen and piled up over the years but haven't fully decomposed, like they would in, say, Florida, because of how cold it gets. Below that, there's permafrost, permanently frozen ground. And in all of that...
you're going to have huge amounts of... carbon.
Carbon. The same carbon that's a leading cause of climate change. That's why ecosystem ecologists like Ted Schur are so interested in fire seasons like this one. Millions of acres of forests are burning across Alaska and Canada, and those forests and their permafrost hold a lot of carbon.
To the tune of about 1,700 billion tons of carbon stored frozen, twice as much as what's in the atmosphere.
And fires here don't just release carbon by torching trees and burning hillsides, but in a far more subtle and slow way, too. To see that, let's head out to a field site in interior Alaska. The site itself is about a half mile off of the nearest dirt road.
Oh, all right.
Through some uneven ground and thick, thick, thick brush.
This is literally the definition of bushwhacking, yeah?
Yeah.
A half mile in, we meet Merit Turetsky, a research ecologist from the University of Guelph in Canada. She kneels down and starts sawing at the ground with a long knife to show us what's under our feet. 6 inches down, it's still all roots and organic stuff.
This is the stuff that's burning in this fire.
Feel how dry that is, right? I mean, we had rain last night, and it's still this dry. This stuff burns like crazy.
She cuts a little more away.
So now it's getting denser down here, so stick your hand. See, this is more colder.
Oh, and it's cold.
It's
holy smokes.
Colder,
yeah.
Wetter.
This, Turetsky says, is a layer just above intact permafrost. It's intact, she says, because of all the stuff she just sawed through.
This is 40 centimeters of a blanket.
A blanket that insulates the permafrost below, keeping it cold.
But when a fire comes through, it might remove 15 or 25 centimeters of this organic mat.
Which means...
It's a thinner blanket.
Which is likely what happened here, just a few yards away where there are no trees, no brush, just a bald spot, a few acres in size, where the tallest vegetation is knee-high grass.
I want you to get the full effect, so actually walk out there and bounce up and down. You are on a thin skin of vegetation on top of water.
Okay.
Bounce.
Oh yeah, you can feel it. It's like...
we call that a quaking bog. It's like you're on a waterbed.
A waterbed that was frozen permafrost before a fire burned through here decades ago and removed that top layer of insulation. Now, all of that carbon that was locked in ice, frozen in time, can be put back in the atmosphere. That, Turetsky says, is why fires in places like Alaska and Canada are almost a triple whammy. You have carbon released from the burnt trees and brush, which you see on TV. You have hundreds of years worth of carbon accumulation released from the burning duff, those layers of vegetation. And then there's the long-term release that comes from thawing permafrost, which Turetsky explains out of the field.
The atmosphere thought it lost that carbon, and all of a sudden it's being returned to the atmosphere after a prolonged period of time. And that's the kind of carbon pulse to the atmosphere that actually can invoke additional climate change above and beyond human emissions.
What that climate change will look like? Well, Nobody really knows. Permafrost has thawed before, but never at the rate that it is now. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Fairbanks, Alaska.